Chapter 4. Madison Poplawski knelt down and rubbed between the little puppy's ears. The black lab was friendly and sweet. "You're lucky someone had the heart to bring you in here." The pup wagged its tail, and Madison smiled as she continued to rub the silky black hair on the puppy's head. Sue had been on call last night, so she'd admitted the puppy into the shelter, and Madison was first to examine her that morning. The pup was probably about 5 months old, judging by the teeth coming in. She was a mixed breed, with a little bit of white on her throat and her belly, but she had a lot of lab in her. Her feet were webbed, indicating that she wouldn't mind taking a bath the way some breeds did, and her eyes were brown, but they weren't the eyes of a purebred lab. "I wouldn't be surprised if she's part border collie," Madison told Sue when she came in to check on her.
"She'll be a cute one," Sue replied, patting the puppy on the head.
Her gray scrubs matched Madison's, but the cuffs were almost worn completely through.
"The man who brought her in sure was a looker, but he didn't want nothing to do with the puppy."
"That's fine by me. The donation he made will be enough to carry us over to next month." Madison ran her hands along the puppy's back. She was malnourished and most likely had worms, so Madison gave her the treatments, cleaned her up, and measured out a hefty portion of food for her. It was just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the door chimed, indicating a visitor. Madison walked out front and her stomach flipped when she saw the blonde man with sea-green eyes. The guy looked like he could be in the running for People's Sexiest Man Alive. His white, even teeth peeked out from full lips that turned up easily in a smile. It was the guy she'd run into yesterday on the street. What was his name?
Jordy?
His eyes widened.
"Hey, it's you, Maddie, right?"
He was dressed in a business suit, and everything about him emanated confidence and success.
"So you walk dogs and work at the animal shelter?"
He remembered me. Madison swallowed and remembered that she was at work. "Madison Poplawski. I work here part-time." She reached out.